Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Merry Christmas, everyone. So happy to be with you and to have you with us. Yes, hi, I'm Deborah Lee. We are getting ready to kick off the show with readings, maybe some good humor, lots of support for those who are going through different things, and of course, just having some time to share with you. So I would like to remind everyone that we are using only ordinary playing cards for the readings that will be conducted during the show. This is a message that goes with what my grandmother taught me all those years ago. So it's important to remember, not tarot, not oracle cards, and not any of the other systems that are out there. So with that in mind, also know that I will be using a full 20-card layout for each of the callers that will call us tonight. Bless you, Jim. With their questions, I prefer this way. It's what I use in my private sessions. But of course, on the show, it's going to only be a sample in terms of insight and perception. In order to get more layouts, more insight, more perception, you would need to arrange a private session with me, which of course is always highly confidential. And I have many opportunities for when we can meet. So I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo now, and he's going to tell you how to have a great phone call with us.
Absolutely. Welcome, everybody, and Merry Christmas. I want to remind you the show is for educational and informational purposes only. Would also like to remind you folks out there, all the lands that are with us tonight, not mean necessarily, well, it is real land too, but I was talking platform lands like Blog Talk and Facebook. I know some people are joining us through other platforms like iHeartRadio and stuff like that. Welcome to you as well. And if you are international and are calling or speaking to us, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Anytime you show up, doesn't have to be at the beginning, which is good because we have none to give out right now at the beginning. But the show is on and it is strange day because it is Christmas Day, which is not strange, but it's Monday, but it does not feel like a Monday.
No, not at all.
Not at all, right. Exactly.
But boy, is everything here where we are in Hampton Roads, Virginia, everything was shut tight, the whole city.
Yeah.
In past years, they would have the Walmart open. You could go out and have a drink. You could take your family out for dinner. Not this year. Yes.
Well, those days are gone. That was a long time ago, too, though. 515-602-9676. I was saying it right. I contradicted myself. Let's do this from the top. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading.
I think you do have an international visit.
I must have just showed up then.
Marie.
Well, let me get to it when I get to it. Yeah, Marie is from the UK. Welcome, Marie. Merry Christmas. Of course, it's probably just past midnight there, so it's officially not Christmas there, but we understand. It is still the night. So that's the number to call in, 515-602-9676. Call that number. When you call in, you hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. I tested it. If you hear silence, that is a bad thing. Hang up, call back, typically fix a problem.
You also have another one.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it's our Catherine, the plan device, Ireland. Yes, welcome, Catherine. That's interesting right there. Never seen that before in my entire life.
What? Seen what? Oh.
I think I'll just put a big right there on. Yeah. Banter you're not privy to. Anyway, we talked about calling in. Facebookers, if we get chances, we'll jump to you, but that depends on the stack of calls we have. And right now we have 450 billion people, but things can change over the course of a show. We said it's always better to call in early than late, and I guess everybody said let's call in early, which, hey, they are wise. Increases your chances to get a reading. Severine. After the end of your reading, how will you know when it'll end? Well, that's the way you're going to know right there. The harps will play. Okay, your reading's coming to an end. Let it end. Other folks are waiting, especially tonight. They're stacking up hard. Please respect the harp. Let it come to an end. But, before you depart, I'm going to give you a single card. And it is the traditional, original card for us, the angel card. You shall get a message from an archangel. It shall be. These are good cards. These are the originals. These are what made it all. It's what has got it into doing other oracle cards, the other angel oracle cards. It was these cards alone started it all, the beginning. Well, I think it's easy to tell you what day it is today. It's Christmas Day. Yes, it is. Depending on where you are in this world.
I wonder if anything else happened on this.
Well, as I look, there's a couple things. Odd. I guess it's sort of odd, but not odd. It is also national, which is Pumpkin Pie Day.
Well,
it's not odd, but I would have thought of the two chosen holidays, I would have thought that would have been Thanksgiving myself. But either way, it is a fitting. Yes, it is indeed.
Thanksgiving might be sweet potato pie.
Yeah, I don't know. I always thought it was. I guess people have their preference. They're very similar tasting. Very similar. Well, texture-wise, it's very similar. Obviously, the pumpkin has a little more spice in it. Maybe the one you can't go wrong with, I can tell you that. If the store's out of one and you get the other, you should still be happy. Let's see. I think there was the main significance of... Oh, just one. It's all Jesus' birthday. They had to throw that out there just in case anybody was wondering there. Obviously, it's a you got to pick a date type thing. It's like if you get a stray puppy, you pick a date. You know, you take your best guess, and that's a date you stick with forever and ever. So, same with Jesus. Bad thoughts to throw out. Catherine there in Ireland said Ireland was all closed up too. So there you go.
It makes you know, feel a little bit sympathetic toward other religions and. You know, those who are more spiritual, et cetera, that they are basically forced to observe a religious
holiday. How are they forced?
Forced because they can't go out. You couldn't even go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Some fast food joints are open.
Yeah, some.
A lot of your Asian...
there was Chinese food everywhere.
Yeah, Asian places are open. Yeah. Some Indian places. Not all Asian places, though. Not all. And, so.
And they were cleaning up.
And the drugstores are open, I guess, because, depends on which ones. It's up to the people that own the franchises, which ones.
So, I really have nothing, so I guess we can...
You shall get her done, then.
Jump right in.
We shall jump right to our first call, which is... 434 in our own Commonwealth of Virginia. 434, welcome to the show.
Yay, hello.
Hey, it's Khalil. Welcome. Merry Christmas.
Hello, Khalil. How
yes, you... Merry Christmas to you indeed, my friend.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Pretty good. I got some money this year.
Good.
Money is good. We like that.
Yes.
Most thing is too much.
Mm-mm. What can I do for you, hon? What would be your burning question of the evening?
I was telling you about when I was seeing the federal officer, Michael. I was wondering if I'll see him and someone else, another one of the federal officers in January, beginning of January. And also if me and the person would draw at the place.
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear that.
What does that mean?
You would draw what?
we would just draw pictures and things like that and talk and have coffee and all that stuff.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay, well, I mean, when's the last time you had a meeting?
I was in October or November.
I'm just wondering, with the new year coming after all the holidays are behind us, if you guys will again have your meeting. Okay. Do you guys kind of say, hey, we're going to do this again type of partying?
Yep. We're starting to meet at the same place, which is the coffee shop in Charlottesville.
Charlottesville Coffee Shop. You guys got each other's contact info, obviously, phones and emails and stuff?
I set up by the other guys. So basically, they said next time he set something up with him, I could meet another agent, and I'm hoping that when I meet another agent, hoping that we can do some drawing and art and stuff like that.
Okay.
Wow, that's interesting.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia, the land down under. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Yes, I think that there will be a meeting set up soon. You're going to hear from them. And, you know, I still believe, Khalil, that there is something that is going to be a project they're going to invite you to be part of. You might be on the, I'm trying to think what to call it, like on the providing comfort and being somebody that would be affiliated with the police, but you're there to assist, you know, with victims, children, that kind of thing. Where
yep.
And whoever actually puts this program together is going to be cited by the community with an award. So maybe sometime you might slip it in there that, because they are trying to bridge a gap between the police force, yes, and the community. All right? And that goes for all of them. Our community has enforcement trouble down here, but I expect it pretty much everywhere. You know, in Southern Virginia. So, yeah. So, yeah, I know the reason why I wouldn't enjoy drawing with very therapeutic for helping children, helping those that have been victims of crime. I'm not especially educated in all that.
Not at all.
No, I can tell that there is a need for that.
Neither am I. I have no education in that field whatsoever.
So, yeah, I think this year is going to be pretty interesting for you, my dear.
Thank you.
So I hope that you will stay in touch. Let us know how things are going.
Yes, indeed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Real quick here, stand by before you depart on Christmas before we go on. Your angel card subject is prioritized, and it is from Archangel Metatron. Focus on your highest priorities. I will help you get organized and motivated. So you got Archangel Metatron is going to help you with your priorities and help you get motivated to do the things in the priority organized way, priority-wise, that you do.
It's kind of like a transformer.
It sounds like Megatron. It does sound like a transformer. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Oh, well, thank you, Camille. We got to rock and roll on. We appreciate you holding a long time to wait. Thank you so much.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, and definitely call back again. We appreciate
we love hearing
it. Yes, indeed. Merry Christmas, and we're glad you're doing well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Yes, indeed. We are.
Give me a moment here, too.
A moment you shall have. I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Two-sided tape? No, I do not.
What?
I don't have enough to worry about that, if you know what I'm saying. She's talking about my dress.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just put some cream on my hands. They're so dry.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay, well, that'll be good for the cards.
Well, that's why I said hold on for a minute.
That's fine. I can have a sip of me eggnog.
Yeah, you know, you can put, like, nutmeg and other spices.
I thought you were supposed to usually put that in ahead of time. That's part of the eggnog flavor.
Oh, is it
on
the bottle?
Well, I can kind of taste it. You know, the nutmeg has a distinctive taste. I think that's what gives it its big. If you don't have that in there, I don't know what it would taste like. Pretty bland, probably.
Well,
I'm guessing.
Suzanne joining us.
Well, international shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. See the international folk be rolling. Rolling.
I have to tell you, when you asked about the two-sided tape, Rachel, this dress is floor-length dress, but it has a slit in the front of it that goes all the way up to the Spanx, if you know what that is. And I'm sure you do.
Well, that's a dog leaning on the door. Spanx, is that like up to the Spanx? Is that like up to the vagina?
Those are pants.
I know what they are. I understand. There's
do.
A name brand. It's a name brand.
Yeah.
I know what they are. I'm just messing around.
Spanx, so like
but you might not be wearing Spanx, so they wouldn't go up to
Spanx.
The Spanx. They'd go up to something else.
She says I do, but I have to push hers in.
Might be up to
oh,
the coochie
well.
Coo. All right. Yeah. Are you ready there, card woman?
I hope they can shuffle.
Yeah, we'll find out. We're going area code 630 in Illinois. 630, welcome to the show.
Well, hello there, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I think this is our friend Lily.
Pump up the volume.
Is it?
Yeah, you can't hear me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, I was just telling Deb to turn the volume up a little bit. That's all. No, you're good.
Oh.
We have volume on ours. Well, welcome back.
Was Santa good to you?
He wasn't bad, so.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have any coal, so all is well.
Yeah. You know, when you reach an age in life where you're just glad that your loved ones are intact.
Yeah, you woke
alive.
Up. I'm just glad to wake the hell up. Yep.
You know, that kind of thing. So the goodies are nice, too. Wouldn't mind a couple of diamonds or, you know, something like that. But.
All right. Well, so what would you like to talk about tonight, my dear? It's been many moons.
Okay, so on the second book, and so, you know, I don't know if you heard, but Aaron's sister died.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a theory about what happened, but I want to see what you're picking up.
Okay. Well, you know, that mother has now lost a son and two daughters to drugs.
Yeah, and her last name isn't Kennedy.
Of one sort or another.
That's the family usually had all the kids, all the boys die off of the Kennedys.
And I read up on this girl. I forget her first name. Wasn't it Bobby?
Yeah.
No, Bobby something.
Bobby Sue?
Bobby Jane.
A boy named Sue?
No.
Jean.
No. Who?
Jean.
Bobby Jean, yes.
Jean, the dancing machine.
Beautiful girls.
Okay.
That drugs stole their lives. You know,
as it does, as it does
to
many.
I told my sons while they were growing up, I said, if drugs were that good, we'd all be taking them. We'd all be living day to day drugs.
Well, that's not necessarily true, but.
We're working on his case, and like, there's some details that, because it's legal, I don't want to say what they are, but it was just maybe, I want to say, 11 days before she died. And I think that they took her out because she knew too much. So.
Well, that's certainly always a possibility. And, you know, things like forensics are so good now that it's really hard to hide a crime in this day and age.
As far as that stuff, yeah. I mean, they're really good at digging nowadays.
Oh, they are.
Well, there's some people.
Yeah.
People can't keep their freaking little paws off the internet. As far, even I don't just mean. I mean, they have cell phones with GPS. You got people texting each other, emailing, people doing internet searches. They think they deleted them. They didn't. Tough world to be a bad person.
There was and there is a lot of trouble in that family. And that is definitely going to come to light. And the family itself is very possibly going to try and spin this as a suicide because they've had so much you know, what would you call it, like interference from law enforcement and also friends, et cetera, that they would just assume downplay it until actual facts can be known. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is that for so many children in one family to go, no wonder, you're likely right that they had to take her out. Okay, so we'll have to
see. The ball game?
And, yeah, and it'll be interesting to see what you find, because you seem to be pretty good at gathering information and, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Well,
yes?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, you're wrapping it up, weren't you?
Pretty much. You're going to connect with a man very soon here that is going to give you some real important information on this.
Is he a mighty good man?
Well, I suppose, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, your cards in general do those, though, pretty good. For how you are doing. And are you still down in, did you say you're in Asheville?
Yeah, I'm working on getting my surgery done. They had better options for me here. And so I'm hoping to be able to work through that whole issue soon.
Well, I'm glad that you can, get is done to your satisfaction. I really am. And I know you need to do that.
Yeah.
Well, here comes
Thank
your...
you.
Yep. Well, stand by for your angel card.
Yes.
Its subject is clairvoyance, and it is from Archangel Raphael. I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you clearly see heavenly love.
Huh. Well, not a bad message.
Well, no, there's no bad message.
It just seems maybe a little vague, but...
Well, hey, they're archangels, man. Sometimes they don't want to just write stuff and make you, you know, you got to kind
That's
of
it.
You got to find some
That's
stuff
I
on
am.
Your own. You're
yeah.
a human. Yeah, you got to find your way a little bit. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for holding, and we hope you call back again.
Yeah, thank
and
you,
and Merry
hon.
Christmas again to you.
And a Happy New Year.
Thank
and
you.
And a Happy New Year.
You're welcome, hon. And we also have Joanne Garden is with us.
Where?
She's right here.
International shout out to Joanne in Canada. Oh, Canada. Which is Canada.
Yeah.
We're not going to start knocking down to provinces and locations here now. Come on, Deb.
She wants just an angel card.
Yeah. You know what? I want $1.50, too, and I ain't got that. So you know what I'm saying?
LOL behind you.
I don't know.
I forgot to put the lights on.
I don't think that's what that is about. We don't know what that's about.
No.
We know nothing. Literally.
Nothing.
Nothing. Like Sergeant Schultz. All right, who's when I look at my list here, check my list, check it twice. We've got lots of people. We have a damn eye in Santa. Let's see here what we got. Dun, dun, dun. We're going to do it. We're going to go to area code. It dropped. Okay. Well, then batter up then. Area code 520. Olisa.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
She's trying.
She's here with us. Yeah, she said she would be. Welcome.
Yeah. Hello there.
Hi. Happy Christmas, you guys.
Same to you.
Same to you. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Thank you. So, yeah, we're driving. And
yes, indeed.
Did you get started out early, like you planned?
Well, not as early as I would like to have, but I did it. And I was a couple hours behind, but it's okay. And you know what, Deb? There was a huge accident on the freeway, and I was, you know, I get so angry at these people that get into accidents because we're all going in the same direction. I don't know how these people going in the same direction get into an accident. How do you do that? How do you do that? How do you manage
somebody
that?
If it's not weather-related, somebody is doing something they shouldn't be doing. Trying to do change lanes, trying to be aggressive, playing on the cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, somebody's being a dumbass is going to be it. You know? That is
oh,
usually
I,
the reason for love is nice.
Yeah,
somebody's a dumbass and they screwed up everybody's day.
Well, this is one of the scariest ones I've been aware of because people always tell me their stories of how people don't stop behind them on the freeway, and so I'm terrified of that. And I was just in an accident in the middle of summer. And then, so this is what happened. Some person was just stopped in the middle of the freeway in front of me. And the traffic was going in front of them. And so I started honking the horn, and I slammed on my brakes. I was smoking tires and swirling. The car was, you know, fishtailing because I was slamming on my brakes. And I could see people in parallel lanes looking at me. And I thought, well, this is how you act when you've been in an accident in the middle of summer. This is how you act, folks. And I had my hazard lights on, and I managed just to stop. And they had stopped because they saw something going on in front of them way up. It was an accident. Somebody had ran into the freeway wall, and there were cars behind them. And I feel like screaming at them when I drive by. I have to restrain myself. You mother, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Why aren't you paying attention?
I know the feeling well. I commute every day and have that typical thought at least once each direction at somebody. Yep.
So that was a stroke of a good fortune for you.
Well, she did. She knows her brakes work.
Yeah, you saw something in the cards yesterday. You saw something.
You avoided it.
And you managed to avoid it.
You avoided it.
Minutes too long for you to get in the car to get going, or you stop somewhere, we never know.
You don't know either. That's
saving grace.
That's life. You don't know. We all could have missed many deadly things that have happened. We just don't even know it. We don't know it. No.
Yeah, I know. Somebody else that travels a lot said, you know, maybe we shouldn't blame them. Maybe they had a nail in their tire, which is true. You know, it's true. I mean, maybe they are paying attention.
But you said they were in the middle of the road, right?
No, there was one car in the middle of the road in front of me, stopped in the middle of the freeway, who just plain stopped. And we were all driving 65 miles an hour. And then when we came upon the accident, which was further on up ahead, the cause of the accident was somebody had rammed into the left, on the left side, the wall, the freeway wall, with the front end of their truck, and then someone else had rear-ended the, I just don't know how they, but then someone, like I said, someone pointed out to me, travels a lot too, she said they may have had a nail in their tire, who knows? Only the shadow
could have been
knows.
Probably nobody's fault, could have been a blowout, could have been a front end part snapped or either right. It could be, or they could be dumbasses. You just don't know. We assume they're dumbasses.
Like,
more often than not, most of these accidents are from a dumbass.
And
go ahead.
People with their phone, their faces buried in their freaking phones a lot of times.
Yeah. And then I stopped to get gas and I had to go SOS to the bathroom. I mean, really SOS. And then, I was told that I couldn't use the bathroom, that nobody could use it. And I said, but I buy gas here, and I could hardly talk. I had to go so bad. And I said, where can I go? And so they said, up the street. So I had to climb back into the car. I could barely walk. And I finally got in, and I was so grateful. Oh, my God, I was kissing the ground practically, so grateful. But then I was walking into that place to go to the bathroom, and they had stuff on the floor. I tripped over stuff, and I thought, well, that's been a lawsuit. I mean, you got to watch everything, left and right. And like you just said, you just don't know. You know, anything could happen anywhere, anytime. You know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Well, are you traveling alone?
No.
Oh, so
I have
plans.
I have my life riding in the back seat with me.
Yes. So it's just the two of you?
Oh, yeah. It's my whole world. But I did make a phone call this morning.
Yeah.
I did make a phone call this morning because I was told by the – you're not going to believe what I said yesterday while he and I were traveling, I said, I'm Nurse Ratched from One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and I knock on the duplex door because I hear the song, in the jungle, the crazy jungle, the lion roars tonight. And I said, I'm Nurse Ratched.
You're my patient.
Yeah, you're my patient, and I hand you my newest recipes because that's your medication to keep things calm in the assailant of my wall. So that's my new nickname.
And there's so many people that will have no idea where that comes from.
Yeah, truly.
Without either reading the book and or seeing the movie. Classic movie. Yep, classic movie.
And so I was informed yesterday that he detests Christmas, just detests it. So anyway, I made a call this morning as I was leaving, and I said, well, I hope you have a good – he saluted me as Nurse – whatever her name was, Hatchet or Cratchit or Patchet
Ratched,
or whatever.
Ratched.
Yeah.
You were right, Ratchet.
So, what do the cards say, Deb?
You have to have a kind of.
You're so good. You saw. Oh, man, I tell you, you alerted me to possible stuff on the freeway.
Okay. Well, it's the intensity was there.
Yeah, you don't need two accidents in 1 year.
No.
That would be bad juju.
So you were on the alert where
right.
You might not have been, or who knows.
You were on heightened
awareness. I try to be. I really try.
She tries to be. We all try to be, but, you know, life is full of distractions. It is indeed.
Yeah.
I became a lot more aware, and it was instinctual. That's when I would ride my motorcycle. You kind of anticipate things a little bit more. Put yourself in different positions. You stay out of people's blind spots. You look at a person, you see that guy's getting kind of antsy. You can see when they get a little antsy. He's getting ready to lane change. I better give that dumbass some room. And sure as shit, they lane change without looking. Heaven forbid you look in your blind spot there, Dumas, you know. All right, cards are down.
Oh, God.
You know what? He's still going to be on his best. He is really trying to get back here.
Damage control.
Yeah, like we were saying, it's still very much here. He doesn't want you to grow, away from him, you know. And there is a point where people that spend time apart, after a while, you start to grow in that new direction.
That's human nature. That's human nature. Your path starts to go on different paths.
Well, you know what, Deb? I outlined ways when we were yesterday spending time. You know, I was shouting at him, actually, the ways that he could straighten out. And so it's up to him. It's his call.
Yeah.
I said, you know what I don't like, and let me outline it again for you. And I don't need to outline it after this.
Okay. I agree. I think it's great. You know, that's the way two of you can get on the same page, which is important.
So you see, might happen?
Look at that.
What?
She doesn't want to get on a different path.
I meant as far as...
No, I'm saying, but she's like, you see that? It's going to happen. She wants us back together. That's the deal. What do you mean, of course? That's not a course for every single person on the planet, Deb.
Well, when you truly love someone, and I hear from
them, how does one know that they truly do?
You know when you...
Because nobody really does. They think they do, but sometimes later on, hindsight, haven't you looked back and your younger self said, well, I thought I would truly love this guy.
Well,
now I know I did.
Bottom line...
When you're caught up in it, you don't know, right?
Don't stop.
Because you're rationally, emotionally...
Yeah, bottom line is I don't stop my career of going out. I mean, for the next 2 weeks, I will be someone else. I won't be going out.
Right.
But I'll only be going out with my little guy here. But I was just asking a question. If there was motivation from the other party in trying to look at my outline of my manifesto.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, just like the Unabomber. He had one of those.
Well, yes, and I think that the more the two people can discuss and reach a level of understanding together, the more successful that relationship is going to be. All right. You're dealing with assumptions. He's dealing with assumptions. The two of you need to sit down and put it all on the table. Never said he wanted to sign a contract. I love it. I love that idea. Yeah.
Of what? You love what idea?
The idea of you signing a contract.
Yeah, because that's going to
mean
that?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's binding his marriage.
As marriage, yes.
Yeah, marriage is binding. We all see that. Hello, divorce court.
And make sure you get it notarized.
Oh, yeah.
The marriage contract?
What that means a shit bit of difference. You can fucking put your blood on it, too, while you're at it. It's not going to fucking matter. It's a piece of paper that can be torn up and burned.
Well, you
sure
see
enough.
Some kind of contract.
No, she's talking about... No, she's talking about what you brought up before, about some kind of, he brought to you about some kind of contract bullshit, was that a couple months ago?
I think that wasn't a marriage contract. I think what it was is, I didn't ask, but I think I'm putting two and two together. I think it was something along the lines of some kind of business thing he was thinking about, and, you know, maybe he was thinking, I think even you told me that, Deb, in private, that it was just something, some kind of business stuff he was thinking about. I would never do that.
Yeah, well, that's always here.
Well, that would make
sense. The
trouble
is, do you two have a stable and consistent enough of a relationship that you could, you know, effectively run a business together?
You would be mixing business and pleasure,
you know,
and even
good.
Under the best circumstances,
you know,
that doesn't work.
He's very good. I wouldn't mind. I mean, he's excellent in that way. He's not doing that now, but I know, I see how he is, and he would be good to,
Well, it could go through these spells where you're not speaking to each other. Now, that could be a real problem in business.
You should never have business and pleasure mixed.
Well, you've got to keep it separated.
That's
you got
true.
To keep it separated.
So you see,
that's offspring.
Yeah.
You always ask that. It's offspring.
So, yeah, you see that happening?
I think that if the two of you sat down and outlined both of your relationships, boundaries, stated it clearly, that if we are safe, like here, something like this could be. If we are not speaking in our private life, we must commit to speaking in our business relations together.
Oh, no, we'd have to, for me to feel comfortable about that, we'd have to move forward and we'd have to be in a different place in our connection with each other. I just wondered if you saw in the cards that he might be interested in complying with my manifesto. It's not a manifesto. I think it's very reasonable.
You know, God help a guy that a woman has to give him a list of stipulations and he has to follow it and not follow himself.
But you know
God
what?
Help
Deb
that man.
Has said.
Take his fucking man card
Deb,
away. Take his man card away.
Now, Deb has said, though, that he's not used to being in a relationship with a woman.
Well, that's true. And he hasn't. And I think the guy is all thumbs when it comes to that. So he backpedaled, you know, whatever you want to call
it's
it.
So funny. Yesterday we drove up home and he's saying, first he was getting in the car. He hadn't been in the car in a long time. He says, who's been in this car? He says, this is your brassiere. I said, it's not my brassiere. It's my socks. And then
that's
he
a
said,
sign.
Brassiere.
She probably has, she had something in the car and he was like, that's just fun. Who the fuck is he to actually say that to begin with, getting in your car about
and then,
anything you have
and then
around in
as we drove up to end the time out on the road, he's in the back seat and he goes, well, who's been in this car? Why is this pinwheel all, who's been here? Who did this?
Did you say because I got laid on it? Did you say did I because I got laid on it?
Or how
all
about
right.
that? How about just that, simply? What? It's not. It's your car. It's not his business who's been in your car.
And then,
nor is it your business who's been in his car.
Well, I don't know, but he was asking me before we got started. He kept calling me. He must have called me 13 million times in the morning. Are you ready to go? Are you ready? He said, you get me all wound up, and I'm still waiting for you to go. And I said, I'm just getting out of the shower. And then he said, first thing in the morning, he said, do you have a hot date? Is that why you need to come back? What's going on? And I said, no, my girlfriend wants to do this and that. So I thought we'd go early and whatever. So that's what I was dealing with yesterday.
Yeah. You know what? The thing is, that is a sign, like a red flag. That imagine being, say, in a committed relationship, and you've got to account for every move you've made.
No,
well, it's gonna be,
that's not how this homie works at all.
No, but that's how your homie would work if you hook up with him. He's going to be like
he's
that.
He's going to be
probably 10 times worse. 10 times. That's probably just a sample.
You know what? You know, this is how a working relationship goes. You mentioned, even my girlfriends, we do that with each other. We say, oh, we're going to go get soup, and then I'm going to go hang out here. We don't check in with each other. It's not like we're reporting for duty, but we just casually mention, you know, I'm going to go do this. Maybe I'll do that. I'm sorry I can't do that with you because I'm going to go do this. You know, that's all. You just casually, maybe if you're interested, mention it.
Yeah.
That's it.
But the thing is, when a partner is insecure, jealous, they're going to check you out constantly.
And especially if you start formalizing commitment, it's going to get worse instead of better.
Is.
It's going to get worse. Mark my word. I've been down that road many a time. Mark my word.
Where they
check. I don't have fucking cards, but I have fucking life experience. If somebody is like that and you're not even 100% committed, damn, what's going to happen with they're not going to figure, oh, well, if we're committed, they'll be a lot better. Oh, no, now they think they own you, and it's going to get worse.
It will get worse.
No.
And you'll feel like...
And you'll go nuts. You'll go nuts.
Girlfriend, you'll be saying, well, I have to check with Dick first, or Bob, whatever.
No.
And then he'll call and text you, and if you don't respond within a certain amount of time, it's going to be, you didn't respond within a certain amount of time.
And then you go home. And
so
you
must
have
been, who was the guy? Who, or in my case, who's the chick?
No.
Who was
I can't. No.
I don't need to have cards to recognize this behavior. Don't need it.
Yeah,
obviously, I've seen it from the female people. That's the same. That jealous behavior is not attached to a person. I mean, people are people. They get jealous of their partners. It can be man-man, woman-woman, man-woman. And those type of people, it gets worse instead of better. It doesn't.
Well,
I
wouldn't, if it even got that far, I don't know if it's going to get that far, but if it got that far, I believe in discussing things rationally. And like you said, Deb, you know, sitting down and you draw up, you know, what do you look for in this kind of situation? What do you want? What are the no's and what are the yeses, the pros and cons, that kind of thing. And if need be, there are people that are professional that will sit as objective individuals, you know, to oversee the discussion.
Yeah. Right.
Well, God, what a fucking soulmate that is. I got to have a mediator with me for the rest of my life. Yay! That's my soul partner. Yeah, that's my partner I want forever, that I always have to have somebody to mediate because that person
actually
can't trust me.
Actually, you know what we could do? This is what we could do. We could meet in an auto and body shop and draw up the lounge chairs there and pop a cold one and just down it and say, we're in it to win it, and then we're done. We shake our hands. We have the old bro thumb and elbow shake hand. And, I mean, he's a retired construction dude. That should fly, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, though, if the two of you can't keep it separate, it's going to bleed into your business, and your business is going to start circling the drain.
Yeah, well, I'm
right,
not somebody that invested in this idea.
Okay.
I'm doing just fine by myself.
Okay, you know yourself better than
anybody. Well, obviously, yes. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right.
Bottom line, Lisa, he still very much cares for you. But I worry that it might be more possessive than love. And, you know, possession might be 9/10 of the law, but possession in a relationship doesn't apply.
No, the other person has to be broke the other way, of the like to be possessed.
Yeah, like submissive.
Yeah, totally submissive. Single-digit IQ person, people that has no brain, doesn't want to do any thinking.
So he could be a dom and she's at work.
Yeah, but she'd also have to, like, totally make no decisions at all in life, basically, for that to work.
Did you ever see the movie 50 Shades of Grey?
50 Shades of stupid shit.
No.
Oh, you need to. Because
that sounded
that is
horrible.
Well, I actually got kind of a kick out of it.
The chicks like it, guys hate it.
Yeah, but you'll see in that movie what domination is like. It's not always being hurt, but it's you have to submit.
Which means that other person.
You know,
broke.
I used to watch, there was a series on, God, I forget what station it was on. It was so cool. And there was a, I think it was on Amazon, and it was a series, and it was so interesting because they were following different couples, and the couples were really a weird couple. They, you know, one was like 90 years old, and one was 18 years old, or I exaggerate. Ooh. Another couple
sounds like a
had
Canero
like
marriage.
That, what you're describing, you know, 50 Shades of Grey kind of stuff going on, and it was interesting to watch them. Eventually, the chick left. The guy was dominating. He was a multimillionaire, and he had made himself self-made, and the chick was struggling. She was getting evicted from apartments, and he was intimate with her, and he wanted her to pull it together. She ended up working for a stripper club just to survive, and he was still wanting to date her. Huh?
What kind of club did you say?
Where she took the clothes off.
Oh.
Took the clothes
off.
And finally,
that's right. She has the ears around.
And there was another chick. Her name was. They were living on a boat, and that woman was like 22, and the guy was like 80, and he was so nasty looking. And they would show us the viewers. They're passionate. She had tatas out to here. She was gorgeous. And the man looked like a piece of snot. And anyway, it was,
sounds yummy.
But those guys were treating their women pretty bad.
Yep, imagine that.
And the women eventually, one by one, took off, left. They had enough.
You know, here's the thing, too. Now, I'm just going to throw this in here. In past relationships, I have been the dominant one. I have been boyfriends or husbands that were golden retrievers, as the kids call them now, where I say, hey, go do this, or get me that, or this is the kind of sex we're going to have tonight. And yet, you know what, when you are the dominant, don't really
hey, you know what?
That stuff.
Deb, you know what? That sounds like a keeper. Hey, Deb, that sounds like a keeper.
What, the golden retriever husband?
This sounds like a keeper. Go get me this. Go get me that. Yeah. This is what's on for tonight.
Sure. But the problem is, as the dominant doesn't have respect after a while for the submissive partner.
Well, I think in those worlds where they are totally into that, I think they understand the submissive doesn't get respect, and the dom isn't going to give respect. That's why, you know what? If two people are happy doing something, whatever. No, that's more power to you.
Yeah,
it's not illegal.
Whatever,
but in my mind, you're both fucking broke. You're broke. Dom guy, you're broke because you think you're dom, and you have to ask some chick out to you. I don't know, because you got some in your fucking brain.
You know what? And the words.
Not that I have to think for. I have to think for her.
I wonder what Fruitcake Lady would have to say at the bottom line on all that.
Oh,
on
I wish she was. I wish we could ask her, because I don't think she'd be on board with that.
Make her face and go, oh, God.
Oh, God. Just do your own thing. You know, if you want to dominate, if you want to order somebody around, buy a dog and train it. That's what she would say. You don't order human rounds, he would say. Yeah, especially like somebody that's supposed to be an intimate partner. You don't order them around. If they want to be ordered and you're both happy, oh, fuck, have a good life. But if you want my opinion, you're both mentally defective.
Remember,
you're broke. You've been missing in your brains.
It takes all time to build a freeway. Not everything is about sex.
That is kind of.
What, domination?
It's tied together. It is. Come on.
Maybe more masochism.
It doesn't matter. Eventually, somebody's poking somebody in that dom shit. Somebody is banging somebody there. Somebody's climbing on something or whatever. It's going down. It's not about sex. If it's not about sex, then you guys could have a dom and a sub thing and never, ever, ever see each other's genitals, right? No, they always do, though, don't they? They always do. Brown chicken, brown cow.
Go ahead.
My baby days when I was just like in the fetus still, but I was old enough to go out. And I remember someone taking us to a gay club, and I saw this couple, and I still think, the image flashes in my brain occasionally. The guy, it was a couple of men, and of course they were, a couple in gay thing. And the man was sitting on the floor cross-legged, and he had a collar around his neck that had nails coming out, and it was on a leash. And the man standing next to him was holding the leash. And the man on the floor was naked except for a G-string. I wonder about that.
Nice.
Where are those people today?
Nice?
I hope.
Wouldn't both of their mothers be proud?
That's
my boy. They stand up in the audience. That's my boy. I raised him. I am so proud of Bobby on his fucking fours and nothing but a G-string and a cock sock on.
That crossed my mind just now, this very second. I wonder how those guys are doing today.
Well, I bet they're not together.
They're probably freaking blowing meat whistles as we speak right now. They're playing the meat whistle, I guarantee it.
You got to remember this, too. If you do enough research about, say, sex clubs or swinging, of the same sex, having sex together, doesn't mean they're in love. Doesn't mean there's any feeling. They just want to get off. Okay? That's my opinion.
Okay. Well, those clubs aren't about love.
No, there's no love.
Oh, those clubs are about straight sex. About straight sex. Maybe we know some names. Maybe we don't. Maybe we have fake names. What the fuck ever. Whatever the flavor of that club is. Whatever the rules are. Whatever, yeah. It is what it is. Well, those kind of things, there's no definitely about that. A lot of those people roll in there with their and go off, and they never see each other. They go off and do their own thing.
So if the neighbor goes off for male gratification, I don't believe there's love for your sister drink too, if that means
that. Why should that be a consolation? Why should that make you feel better?
Yeah, there's no
the guy that I want to be a soulmate with, I got to let him go have a meat whistle party every once in a while. Why would that be a great consolation?
If that's your arrangement,
it works. Well, that's true. If you're okay with that, if you're okay with him going to Wolfpack Mountain on a hunting trip every couple months or whatever.
No, I have the competitive spirit. If that were happening and someone wanted to go do that, I wouldn't be in it. I couldn't be emotionally invested. I would be like, okay, well, maybe I need to look at the horizon and see if there's someone out there that's a little, it can fill up my dance card. No, that's how my mind would start working. I just would not feel it. I would not be in it 100%. No.
Sure. I think that the average person would not be. That is a true statement. I agree with that.
Because
there's people that are not average and they are okay with that.
These people that talk on social media, they talk about, like Dr. Drew, his show, he brings on these people that talk about group or thruples or whatever, and it never is successful.
The hell's a thruple?
It's never,
what in the hell is
never,
a thruple?
It's like when you have threesome, you have an open relationship, open marriage. And
I didn't know it had a name. So it's like a couple, but there's three. Got it. Roger that.
Somebody always gets jealous. Someone imagine always that. Feels rejected.
Imagine
and, you know,
when there's
on the
two
Bravo,
people that are a couple.
Yeah.
Yep, imagine
you gotta,
that.
You got to talk that through.
And imagine 90% of the time, the guy's not cool with it being another guy. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And then
imagine
on the Bravo Housewives.
Well, usually it's because the guy
doesn't
get that.
On the Bravo Housewives, this one group of ladies was talking that scenario, and they mentioned that, you know, it gets confusing because there's a body part here, there's a body part there, there's, you know, you're trying to make sense of the body parts, and it just is so confusing.
Yeah, and obviously not very clinically safe. Yeah. There's that part too about diseases and crotch crickets and all that
gonna,
other stuff.
Are
that
we gonna
stuff,
follow? Are we gonna follow the 5 second rule? Has that been on the floor longer than 5 seconds?
Yeah, that's the thing. What I wonder what kind of rule makes everything okay there. You know, it's like, oh, that's okay. You know, yeah. I'm not on board with that. I am not on board. I only one wand is allowed
would,
at the magic show.
I would go watch.
Don't need.
I gotta admit, it would really tickle
my fancy. I don't want to watch something I can't participate in, and I don't want to participate in a magic show with other wands. I don't want nothing to do with those things. So they don't need to be around me. They don't need to be in my near vicinity. Bad things can happen. Things no, I don't want that near me. They need to be around. They don't need to be there. Go to another magic show. Go to another building.
Well, and they have other apparatus, or is it apparatus?
Apparati.
That they can strap you up like this, and other people come up and do things to you, or they have the like beds that they put you on, and men line up. And, I mean, it's like way off the grid.
Yeah. One step away from the Roman Empire, we call that fucking thing went, didn't we, that Roman Empire?
And
they did pretty good in their day for how long they lasted, but it was not forever.
Well, I don't know. That whole thing is so funny to me. I just don't know. I like my coffee black with a splash of almond milk, and the almond milk takes it a little higher exotic, and that's how I like my men. You know, I don't like them... And this whole experience for me has been really wacko for me. It's taken
She's
me
She's like
into the
little
world
girl on Airplane.
What?
It's like that little girl on the movie Airplane. I like my coffee like I like my men strong and black. Remember that little that like she's like a little girl. If you haven't seen Airplane, classic movie. Yes, yeah. Got to see it. Leslie Nielsen classic. That's that little girl says, I like my coffee like I like my men strong and black. She's like 10.
Yeah.
Don't worry. But I'm with you. You know what? I don't put anything in my coffee except coffee. Like Dennis Leary said, I want
like
my coffee.
Your coffee. Strong
that
and Leary's black.
That's Dennis Leary's stand-up routine.
Oh, Jimbo.
I want my coffee. I want coffee. I want it.
You're
outing
yourself, Jimbo.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Well, how did I out myself? I just like coffee.
You said you like it strong and black.
Oh, he has traveled internationally.
I don't really like my coffee too strong, but hey, I'll drink it. I've been in the Navy. I've drank stuff that probably could strip freaking paint off walls.
He's
that
definitely
drank bad
not
stuff.
A racist when it comes to
I drank the most. I drank coffee that comes in a green can, and it's not from a company. It's from the Navy. It says coffee on it with a national stock number, and I figured it was probably the stuff that fell on the soldiers' floor of the plant. They swept it up and sold it to the Navy, my guess. We drank it, and we were happy to drink it, damn it. With the percolators,
this,
those percolators.
Yeah. Just
so back
this,
to you.
Yeah, this hairdresser I've had for a great number of years, and I don't know if you guys know the Soup Nazi, and I... from
yes.
Seinfeld. So he's like the Soup Nazi.
Great episode.
And
great
my
episode.
My neighbor went with me once. And so they're both the Soup Nazi hairdresser and my neighbor from the same region of the country. They're both very aggressive and paranoid and whatever. And I've been going to that hairdresser for years, and I have the battle of whatever with them. But this time I was telling my neighbor, because it was so funny, I went there by myself, and his son, who's like 40, they were both, the hairdresser and the son, were trying to lock me down into a commitment. and they wanted to come to my neck of the woods to do karaoke, and the hairdresser has hinted he wants to stay the night. And the hairdresser does have an ailing wife at home, and I was telling my neighbor about this because I thought it was pretty funny. He said he was hitting on you. You're so naive. Don't you know he was hitting on you? And I said, no, I don't think he was. I don't know. It was just so weird. And I thought the story was kind of funny.
They were just coming for the karaoke.
But even if they were hitting on you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
that's
a harmless
it.
Thing.
That's it. You know, there's
but
nothing more than
so
that.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
But if they
and I was escaping.
They're doing you. They're going to do you. One way or the other, they'll fly you.
Oh, no, I don't think they're that
they're
kind
right.
of people. But I just thought it was weird how they were ambushing me, and I didn't expect it. And the father, who's the owner of the shop, he said, well, what about me? Why can't I come out to see you? And I said, well, yeah, you're welcome. I'm the Walmart greeter there. Anybody can come. And I escaped with my life. I just pretended like I was Columbo going out the door. I said, yeah, I'm too busy. I got too much on my plate. I can't do these things. You guys have better stuff going on here than we do out in our neck of the woods. The place
he
that I'm going to go practice.
To see you. You know, you got to watch out. They have a whole, these people have a whole subject to what they're saying. So he isn't going to see you. He's coming to lay you.
The father?
Come out, count.
Yeah.
Oh, not interested. Ugh.
There you go.
Well, you're not interested, but he wants to stick you like a pincushion, apparently.
No. Uh-uh.
Like a voodoo doll.
He
wants to poke you like a voodoo doll. In a certain, and only one certain area, in the no-no area of the voodoo doll. Wants to poke.
No, no.
Poke.
Poke.
Voodoo dolls, yep, that's speed.
He might have gotten Alzheimer's, who knows. I've been going there for a great number of years, and he's older and whatever. I just thought it was kind of funny how they were waiting for me, the father and son. And the father didn't know I was there because I was in the chair down a few rows with the woman who's putting color in my hair, and then I was going to go to his chair, the owner's chair, for him to cut it. And then his son walked in, and he said, hey, he called his son. He said, remember that woman? And then he was describing where I live, and I said, hey, I'm here. Before you say anything, I'm here.
That's right, I'm here before
saying,
you say things you may regret. Yes.
He said, I didn't know you were here. And then they were both in my face. Remember when you were talking about karaoke? I said, you have better karaoke out here. I said, where I'm going to go to karaoke, if I do manage the energy, it's where a bunch of drunk people sing. They don't remember anything. That's my place to practice. I said, you got better karaoke out here. Don't waste yourself going out there.
Well, I think Jim has a question for you.
Do you think so? All right, hang on.
Okay.
The subject of your angel card is gentleness. And it's from Archangel Sandalphon. Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environment. So you must be gentle with yourself. Don't surround yourself with meat whistleblowers. Don't surround yourself with swingers. Yes, don't surround yourself with a lot of butt pirates, okay? Be gentle with yourself. That's from Archangel Jim. Archangel Jim says, surround yourself with anything that doesn't blow a meat whistle. Don't do it.
Well spoken. And taken to heart.
Yeah, we'd be in the book of Revelation if I was an archangel. I think the whole heaven and earth thing would come crashing down hard. Hey, we're gonna turn you loose, like Loverboy said, turn you loose. Oh, he said turn me loose. We're gonna turn you loose.
Thank you.
Get back to your home with your little grandson.
Oh, yeah. We're so glad you
get back to your home base where you're safe.
And I'm so glad you missed that accident.
Yes, it's a good thing that you did your brake check.
Oh, no.
You had the brakes.
Oh, God.
I would
speak. I have to be
It wouldn't hurt the next time, I wouldn't go out of my way like the world coming to an end, but the next time you're in the shop for another reason, tell them to check your tires out.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't need to go run right now, drop everything, but the next time you're in there for another reason, say, hey, take a look at my tires. I had to lock them up the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes
okay.
You can get a flat spot. It's bad nowadays because they're anti-lock, and the old days when they didn't anti-lock, and they just froze, and you skid in for like 30 feet or 40 feet, you can get a flat spot. Probably fine, but next time you're in a shop, get an oil change order. Hey, check my tires. I had to lock them up. Make sure I don't have any issues. That's all.
Okay.
Words of wisdom.
Thank you.
And I hope we hear from you again.
Indeed. Again and again.
And Merry Christmas, you guys. You make it nice for all of us.
Yeah, well, and it takes, we wouldn't have shows without you folks.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So take care. I'll enjoy your grandson.
Yes, she's still there.
You know, I love how open she is. And, yeah, I'm into it.
Yes, she is. But that's like, almost like therapy. You have to be honest to get good cards.
You really do.
Yeah. All right, anyway, we're going to area code 775. Welcome and thank you for being the most patient person on this planet. Hello.
Hello.
Merry Christmas to both of you.
This same to you. Merry Christmas to you, Wendy, and thank you for holding.
Thank you.
We had like, I guess because Blog Talk has been broken for so long that everybody has realized, hey, we're back online and they're calling in early, which is smart, but everybody did it. But here you are.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, here we go. The floor is yours, Wendy.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go to an eye doctor's office tomorrow just for the purpose of selecting three designer frames. I admit I'm pretty choosy. I had another visit and I found nothing, but this office I've been to before in the past and they have more designer, more beautiful frames than some other offices. So will I be successful in finding all three frames tomorrow?
Well, I will take a look.
That is a big task when you get, because that's three frames too. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And one, it is. I mean, a lot of people just go one or two, depending on, you know, what's going on. But three is a big one, huh? We'll see. We shall see. The cards are going down. Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of competition out there. You see the commercials on TV and on the internet. The folks, the eyeglass folks, are really, they're competing hard with each other. And they offer lots of deals. They do indeed.
True.
Yep, but, you know, a lot of times you find one you like and you want to stick with it.
Very good.
Reminds me, I am due for my optical appointments, eye exam and all that stuff, too. I am overdue, actually, probably by 6 months. That cards are going down. I should take these.
I think that you might not be too quick to judgment when you go there. All right, and you shouldn't take your time getting something. Eyeglasses are, you know, they're necessary. It's a commodity. So you want to make sure you get what is going to really make you feel good that you bought them at you did. But I just have a feeling you're going to likely need to still keep looking around. But that can change when you go there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you may go in the frame of mind that, hey, you know, I have found what I want. Right now it's looking like it could be iffy. All right, but that change. Yeah.
And that makes sense, Deborah. As a backup, I already made transportation scheduled for the following day to another office in Fair Oaks.
Yeah.
And I've been there before, and they always treat me really nice. And they even send the glasses to me after they're created, so I don't have to go back down there.
Nice.
Will I have better luck at the Fair Oaks office?
Yes, I think so. I really do. I just think tomorrow is going to be kind of a look and see sort of operation.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's a tiny bit like car shopping. They do want to, those places want you to start picking and choosing and sign you up right away to things. And you don't need to be hasty.
Yeah, you don't. And I think you'll have better luck the next day.
Okay, well, I don't think I'm going to go to that office tomorrow then, because it's just not worth it to put myself through that. And also the way I'm treated at the other office is really very nice. So I'll wait.
Yeah.
And by the way, I found my remote control for the garage this morning.
Where was it?
It was in a top drawer of my desk, and I'm sure I looked straight at it several times. But
yep.
But today when I looked, I thought, what's that? And I pulled it out, and it was the garage door remote.
That is the Murphy's Law when you're looking for something. It's always right after you totally give up and say, screw it, I don't care, I'm going to not worry about it. All of a sudden, it's right where I know I had to look there 10 times, but there it is, that son of a gun. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, the good news is it turned up.
Well, thank you. And also, I got a letter from a man that I'm renting a storage place in. I've been renting it for a couple of years, paid perfect storage rent on it. I've been afraid to open the letter. I don't think he's a nice person. So what is he going to do? Is he going to tell me he's going to raise the rent? Can I negotiate with him? I don't want to have to pay to have somebody move everything out into a new space. Will he be workable? What's going to happen with that?
You know, frankly, I didn't see him in your reading. I mean, it didn't jump out at me as it likely would have. So we'd probably have to do another reading.
Yeah, that sounds like a whole different set of cards. So if you
all
have
right.
time, call
that's
back
fine.
To the show.
No,
that's fine. Yeah, because that's a lot of different things, variables there.
Yes, it is.
It is. All right, Wendy, the most patient woman on earth. Stand by for your angel card. Your subject is leadership. And it is actually from Archangel Gabriel, however you want to say it. I like Gabriel, but, you know, Gabriel sounds cool. Anyway, the message is, it's time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others.
Yeah.
So that's
okay.
Interesting that you may have that in your future to guide people.
Well, that's very nice. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if I told you, there was a conference call between the Macy mattress man supervisor and himself, and I was ready. And I would not be knocked down. I was really nice. But this manager, she tried to smooth things over, and she said, well, the delivery guys are third party. And I said, you know what? And then I sent a screenshot of the Macy's thing about white glove delivery. And you may want to look at that because it could be considered a violation of a contract. It does not say third party. And then I said, well, also they didn't, it was not white glove delivery and I paid for that.
Nope.
And so she pretty much said, well, I've got to go. And what they arranged to do was they're not going to charge me the 15% exchange fee. And I'm going to be getting the Black Diamond Beauty Rest, which is a beautiful mattress. So I'm probably very lucky.
Yeah. Brand new one.
Yeah.
Brand spanking new. That's awesome.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. You know what? That makes sense. If you really like it, you should get another one that is pristine because you're paying for pristine. You paid for it. Yep.
Yes. Well, thank you.
And they guaranteed it. I'm
Merry
glad
Christmas
that's
and Happy New Year to both of you.
Same thing to you. And good luck to you. And we shall speak again, my dear. All right.
Yes, we will. And I think we're going to have to call it. Oh, let's do one more. That person.
We got a little bit of time left. And all right, we have a caller on board. And hello. We don't know who this person is. It is unknown.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Who are we speaking with?
Well, hi, I'm Dr. Huerta. Thank you for taking my call. I know it's just a couple of times
a week. Hey, welcome.
A lot of people love you, so I have an idea. You could do another show with Lisa. I just want to give you that idea. Anyways, but thank you for taking my call. I have earlier, because I'm right now multitasking, did you mention the name of John?
mention it. No, why?
Oh, good. I thought I heard it. Anyway, my question is, something you said to me 4 days ago, because this is my day off, something you said to me,
I think I called him Ron. Ron, huh? Not John. I do think I called
Sorry
him
about
Ron.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Well, thank you. Yes, ma'am. We'll take much of your time. So my question is to Love Doctor, and you know, it's just beautiful shows. It's like, I love it. When I can hear it, I love it. So my question is, last time I talked to y'all, is he said he was coming to visit me. But now I'm going to be going, to make story short, how is that going to be possible? Can you clarify that with the cards, please? Thank you, Dr. Love Doctor and Ty Jimbo.
Hello. So she would like some more details on that visit.
I'm finding it hard to believe, but I know you're accurate.
That's curious because there's a lot of details involved in that. So that's basically a follow-up question, which is smart. That is a good thing. You folks should be getting follow-up questions or re-asking questions on the same subject. That's what you do all the time, right, when you're doing your own cards? Yes, and if you learn to do the cards yourself, which you can do when we have a course, we'll do the same thing. If you don't get an answer, if the answer is unclear, ask the question differently of the same subject. Right? Right?
Yeah.
You're bloody well right. International shout out to Jay in Canada. Aloha, Jay. Welcome. And I think I missed somebody else. I'm going to go look. Go ahead, Deb.
I've seen the same thing I saw last time for you, that he is really angry with that woman he shares the business. He feels that she is not only defaming him, but she is actually playing around with other men that she is friends with. And that's a no-no. You know, you don't try to burn a guy or a girl.
It's very vindictive. That is very revengeful. That is definitely not an accident. When you're doing that. When you're messing around with somebody else's acquaintances, you are really
fucked up.
It's almost like a war. You are declaring war.
You are, because that's like defense collateral.
Yeah, that's stupid. Because now you're just begging the other person to do something bad back, and then you're just starting a war.
Yeah, it goes.
And everybody loses.
Turns into tit for tat.
Yep, and everybody shall lose in the end. They shall indeed.
She's after him with a vengeance.
The vengeance. Yeah, absolutely.
Now I remember telling you that he was going to come to see you, but his primary purpose, and I can't think of another way to put it.
Booty call.
Her legs in the air, yeah.
Melissa's not a young, she knows the deal. She's been around the block. She understands men. She knows when they want to do bedroom Olympic stuff and that only. Yes, she does.
I only have
she
one box.
I got to tell you, though, I really think the winning move is not to. Don't play.
Yeah, otherwise, because you're not going to get what you desire out of it.
No, going to kind of take advantage of you.
Yep, play with your heart. Playing with the heart, yep.
So
yes, indeed.
He needs to straighten out his messy personal life.
Which may never happen. But that needs to be a priority for you, to him.
What will he do after you, once he's conquered you? Where's he going next?
Yep, who's next on the list?
So you are able to preserve your dignity, your integrity, your value, your worth as a woman.
Absolutely, as a human being in this world.
I see, yes.
You should have, you got to have dignity and pride and self-worth.
And if you want to get a few stolen kisses, something like that, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Maybe he needs
a little taste of you that way, but then you should just say, I don't start what I'm not going to finish. So, adios, muchacho. So, turning them down, and this goes for men with women, when you turn down somebody, it doesn't mean they're not going to keep pursuing you. How can I put that? It's like we think, oh, their feelings are going to get hurt. So I should really kind of do this for their benefit. But
if you believe the person is a lost puppy type person and you have to give them treats a lot just to keep them along, then that's not the person for you.
No, they're not. And if they judge you for it,
and if they do that too,
you want to see that he's got character too. You've known this man one heck of a long across the miles. So I'm glad you called him. I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, did you see the time frame? And by him doing that, that means that he's looking for an opportunity, right? He would not just do that because he's spiritual.
He's looking for an opportunity for panty dropping is what Deb was saying. He's not looking for opportunities to find a long-lasting relationship. He's looking for an opportunity for some bedroom Olympics. Then he can move on, is what she's saying. Right now, you can change that maybe, but right now, that's what's on his mind.
You are worth more than being a side chick.
Right now, he's thinking, I'm going to make this trip. I'm going to make it because I can get something.
Yeah, well, that's
a little something, something.
Then
I'll make the trip because then it'll be worth it.
He's feeling driven. His genitals are frustrated like you would not believe.
I hate it when my genitals get frustrated.
There's a term for this. He would be doing this. What's the word? Where he's doing it to get back at the business partners last one time.
Well, there's a lot of different words. But, you said that.
It's like a grudge.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. You just haven't. Yeah. You already mentioned it earlier when you were talking about having sex with people just because it's part of the war, even though you don't care about the person's feelings you're having sex with. You just care about the war part with somebody else.
Yeah, and the thing is,
very thoughtless.
Yeah. So I don't see that as working out for you. But, of course, if that's all you ever wanted with him.
Hey, if you just want to ride in the hay, roll in the hay, if you want to go to the bedroom Olympics and that's all, that's fine then if you don't want anything long-lasting.
Our audience is saying blue ball.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But she doesn't. But if you did, there's nothing wrong with that.
No. Get your exercise and call it.
She says she doesn't just want that.
No.
So then you need to keep that in mind. All right, real quick, Melissa.
Yeah.
Miss Patience. She held forever. Whoa. Subject of your angel card is beloved one. And this is from Archangel Shamael. It's not a whale. It's not Shamu. It says, I am helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship.
Love it.
Spiritual soulmate relationship. This is not a physical being right now, basically, is what it's saying. At least not right now to you. So.
And I got to tell you.
There's somebody out there, and you may not know him, you may. Right? I'm sorry.
It's my experience. And people are going to say, is she saying this again? Yeah, I am. The right man, the right situation, he's going to want to be a better man for you.
If you're not bending over backwards to always be available, then that person will wait. They'll be like, you can't accommodate me to come now, then I want you. I feel this is a deep thing. I'll come another time. In other words, you won't have to like be to their beck and call if it's the right person.
Exactly.
If you feel like, if I don't make myself available, they'll go to somebody else, then that ain't the right person. Hey, I want to come there now, but if you know what, I'm going to go somewhere else. Another person, guess what? That's not the right person. Yes. All right, well, thank you so much, Melissa. You held for so long. We love it.
And yes, Jay, we did this last week, too. We are rising to the occasion. Wait till you see New Year's Eve. My sister was talking about it. She said, you're going to have to turn that into a Phyllis Diller outfit for the masquerade party. And you have to be of a certain age to even know who that is.
Yes, you do. You do.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you so much, Melissa.
So, Jay, call us again. Try to get in here earlier if you can.
Well, we've got Melissa still on the phone. We still have Melissa on the phone. Yes. Well, Merry Christmas to you, Melissa. We shall be here. We're doing lots of shows.
Yes.
I am off for a long time, still for another 8-9 days from work. So we're going to probably do a lot of shows. We just don't know when. Probably every day, but you never know.
I wish you the best.
Oh,
well, you too. And we appreciate you calling, and you appreciate you for being patient and holding until the end of time.
You
held forever. Thank you so much.
You've been with us for a long time, like 3 years.
Yeah, and she's still listening. I just muted.
And remember, I won't pump sunshine skirt.
That's right.
give you a good reading. It would completely boost my credibility. You know, when she said this relationship was going to work out, and look at this. You know, yeah, you just dump me. No, I will prepare you and help you to make a empowering decision for yourself. Yeah. Well, that's a nice comment from Rachel. Courtney, we're going to have to save you.
I am typing it.
Okay, yeah, we're going to have to save some of you. And Jay loves the compliment. Thank you.
We got to break out that thing before the
clock. Oh, yeah, let's do it.
The lock talk clock is ticking. We're going to start getting the warnings.
Give me two.
We're doing the drawings. Another drawing.
Yeah, Jay didn't get in here. Would you like to be in our continuing drawing? It's called Christmas Wishes and New Year's Dreams. What is it?
I took three. I put two back.
Oh, and you get receive an Amazon gift. Yeah, you'd like to be in.
Right.
Good deal. All right.
Oh, well, yes.
I do not.
Can't you just remember that one person?
We get together. Let's remember it together.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, aloha, Jay.
He can remind us tomorrow, Jay, or if we do a show. He said next show he's going to try to be here. Well, remind us. Make sure we're in the box, and we'll make sure
something
we're in the box.
Something cool that I've discovered. Thank you. All right.
Well, the clock's ticking.
Something cool that I've discovered.
I'll put it so you can
have
finish your train of thought.
Prime membership, it conveys to the other countries. It does.
You just got to be... You got to work around the little kinks. It's not that clear, right?
It's pretty clear.
Oh, really? I thought you had to do some stuff. Oh, why don't you figure it?
Yeah, and the thing is, they'll ask you when you go to Cayman, and are you converting this, like for me, to U.S. dollars? And I said yes, because that's what my cards are in. So anyway, Anne
in Texas.
And Jeanette.
And Jeanette in Canada, who's not with us tonight, but she comes here often, often indeed.
Yes, and we will continue this. So,
all right, the drawings have been laid down.
Until Amazon doesn't have any goodies left.
Which will never happen.
Right.
Oh, not from that company.
Well,
negative.
Take care, everybody. Join us. This is the holiday week.
It is indeed. It is.
Yes.
All right, Deb, you have to pick the song.
Oh, wait.
The blog talk song.
No Dire Straits.
I just said pick it. I have everything. Guess you also do three in a row on that. So be it.
Happen effin'.